Indiana's Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis employees still have not been called to join the United Auto Workers strikes yet. But the state's workers are still being impacted as UAW strikes at facilities in other states lead to reduced production and temporary layoffs across the auto supply chain. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tony Sandlaben reports workers at an axle supplier in Fort Wayne are among the latest to feel those effects.
The Dana manufacturing plant produces axles, mainly for a Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. Dana is not part of the national UAW contract negotiations, but the UAW's targeted strike at that Toledo plant means Jeeps are no longer being produced there, leading to Dana temporarily laying off more than 250 workers in Fort Wayne. Gregory Martin represents those Dana workers as president of the United Steelworkers Local 903.
When they shut down, they don't need our parts anymore.
Martin says he and his members still support the UAW despite the layoffs. He says if the UAW is able to get certain contract demands, it will likely benefit his workers too.
It can't help but trickle down to us, and we'll have something to base it on when we go through negotiations as well.
Martin says the current layoffs represent about a third of the union workforce at the Dana Fort Wayne plant. He says he believes the layoffs will last until the UAW and the Big Three automakers reach a deal, and more temporary job losses may happen in the meantime. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tony Sandlaben.
Martin says the laid-off workers are applying for unemployment. Dana declined the request for an interview.